lessons from the Quran Kareem. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the 15th juz of the Quran Kareem, two surahs. One is the Surah Bani Israel, and one is Surah Al-Kahf. The beginning of Surah Bani Israel, Allah Tabaruk Tala makes reference to the journey of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Makkah Mukarramah to Baytul Maqdis. Another journey was going to take place from Baytul Maqdis to the heavens. That was going to be mentioned in another verse of the Quran Kareem. In this verse, only the journey to Baytul Maqdis was spoken about. It was an indication to the greatness of Almighty Allah. So the verse started with Subhana alladhi asra bi abdihi. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is beyond the qudrat of Almighty Allah. Glory be to Allah who took His servant in one night, in a portion of a night, from the sacred masjid, Masjidul Haram, to the furthest masjid. Masjidul Aqsa was known as the masjid which was far. To the furthest masjid, alladhi barakna hawlahu, situated in the land around which we had placed great barakat, linuriyahu min ayatina, so that Almighty Allah would show His Nabi the signs of the qudrat of Almighty Allah. Innahu huwa as-sami'ul basir. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's journeys to the heavens were many. Many of it occurred in Medina Munawwara. That would always be with the soul. It's like how we will say, like a dream took place last night. And the next morning, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would inform Sahaba radiallahu anhum regarding the journey to the heavens and what he had seen. This was one journey, however, which was with body and with soul. It was a journey that was taken while Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in a state of full wakefulness. During this journey, the different maqamat of the great Anbiya alayhim as-salam was shown to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The birthplace of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasallam, the grave of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam met with the Anbiya alayhim as-salam. They had conversations. Different Anbiya alayhim as-salam gave khutbah sermons. It was a most miraculous night that occurred in the lands of Masjid al-Aqsa. It was going to show to the world that this Nabi that has now come, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the final Nabi of Almighty Allah, is that very Nabi that had been promised in the scriptures. The Bani Israel, from the time that they lost the lands of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, they always were waiting for. They were always waiting for the final Savior that would come. Up till today in the Bible, the passage is there that the land of Jerusalem, of Al-Aqsa, would cry that when will the day come where that person will come and save me. Up till today, in the original language, which is found also today, the word Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there. The word Muhammad. The only thing is that they will translate the word Muhammad not to refer to someone's name, but they will give some other translation, the one that will be praised, or whatever translation they give. But the word Muhammad in the Hebrew language can be found today. They waited for years and years. Some of them remained in the lands of Yemen from the time of Sulaiman alayhi salam's empire coming, crushing to the ground, which was about 300 years after the demise of Sulaiman alayhi salam. Some remained in Yemen. Some remained in the lands of Sham. Some had so much of conviction of the coming of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that they went all the way to the land what we call today. At that time it was known as Yathrib. Today it is Medina Munawwara. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made his hijrat from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara, he found the Jews. Those Jews had actually come to Medina Munawwara to make his istiqbal. But Allah Tabaruk Tala is in charge of the heart, the very purpose for which they reached Medina Munawwara. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there are 12 Yahudi alims in Medina Munawwara. If they accept, meaning all of them knew, Quran speaks about it, Allah Tabaruk Tala says that they recognize Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam better than a man recognizes his own son. But there was some fault in their hearts that they were not going to be ready to accept that which they knew so well. Because of it, so many Jews were deprived. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if these 12 accept and they openly proclaim the truth, from the 12, 2 accepted. Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu was one. Said, if the 12 of them openly proclaim what they know, There will not be a Jew in Medina Munawwara except that he will believe in me. But it was not written in their taqdeer. A great group of them was going to remain behind. And what they waited for so many years, from the time when Sulaiman alayhi salam's empire collapsed to the ground, they waited for so many years for the coming of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam because of a stubbornness of their leaders. So many of them were going to be deprived. Up till today, they are now waiting for it. Because the Savior came in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, the land of Jerusalem opened up. It became a land of Islam. But not only a land of Islam, a land for the Bani Israel. And in huge numbers, the Bani Israel then from around the world accepted Islam. Some of them were Christian, they accepted. Some from the Jewish faith accepted. Huge numbers accepted. And the land of Al-Aqsa, from the Khilafat of Umar radiallahu anhu, until recently, became the markaz of the people of Islam. Amongst them was a great group which were called the people of the Bani Israel. But there was always that one group that was not going to accept. And until today, they are waiting for what they call their savior. Waiting for the time that they will get again the lands of Al-Aqsa. As the days go, the years go, they get greater, greater hopes. So Allah Tabarak Tala in Surah Bani Israel spoke about the tariq, the history of the Bani Israel, how they had Masjid Al-Aqsa, how they lost it, how they waited for the time to come back to the land. And a lot of indication is given in that surah. The surah that comes after that, however, is unique, especially for the eras that we are going through. It is called Suratul Kahf. And perhaps an indication could be taken that the day that you see the world concentrating on the land of Al-Aqsa, after Umar radiallahu anhu took over Masjid Al-Aqsa, it thereafter never remained the center of Islamic politics. One time during the time of the Crusades, for that 100 years, because it was snatched away from the hands of the Muslims, it became a center again. Otherwise, it was never ever the real place of politics. That was always in Damascus. It was in recent history that the land of Al-Aqsa, with the establishment of Israel in that land, became a center of the politics of the world. Perhaps there's an indication in the surah and Surah Kahf coming after that when man will find that era where the state of Israel will be established, may Allah Tabarak Tala protect the Muslims from the nuhusat and the evil of that state, and the time of Al-Kahf has come. Suratul Kahf has given unique lessons, and it is a unique surah. The power of the surah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about the greatest fitna that will ever come to the world. From the time of Nabi Adam alayhi salam, he said, no fitna like the fitna of Dajjal. It will be terrible for the iman of the world. But look at the power of Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke about the surah. He said, an individual who will read, in some narrations it comes on a Friday, 10 verses of the surah. The beginning 10 verses. Just 10 lines of the surah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the Dajjal will not be able to harm him. He said, read the surah upon Dajjal when you will find him. And his fire, meaning that evil that he will bring, it will become cool to you, like how the fire came cool to Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. In the narration of Tirmidhi, it comes that an individual who reads only 3 verses, 3 verses is 3 lines, only 3 verses of the surah daily, Allah Tabarak Tala will ensure that he will be protected from the fitan of Dajjal. Only 3 verses. 3 lines of the surah. Many lessons can be taken from the surah, but on the name of the surah, Al-Kahf, Allah Tabarak Tala starts the incident of the Kahf with a very unique question. Am hasibta anna ashab al-kahfi wal-raqimi kanu min ayatina ajaba? That do you really think that the incident of the boys of the cave was one of our unique miracles, was one amazing sign from our signs? The normal answer would be, indeed it was. It was miraculous from the beginning till the ending. A group of boys going into a cave. When the time came, when they finished eat, and the food that they had put their trust on was depleted, Allah Tabarak Tala put them in a sleep. They would sleep for hundreds of years. During those hundreds of years, Almighty Allah would see to every arrangement of theirs. The sun would rise, and it would move through the cave at a certain angle. It would not burn their body, but it would give them the slight heat that they required. No saw would come on the body. Allah Tabarakala says, وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ. We would turn them from side to side. No insects would come to their body. Almighty Allah says, وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ إِيقَاظًا وَهُمْ رُقُودٌ. Fast asleep they are for hundreds of years. That if you are to see them, you would think they are wide awake. An insect would not approach their body. A wild animal would not come close to the place where they were. Allah Tabarakala says, وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِتٌ ذِرَاعِيهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ. At the entrance of this small, a cave is different, a kahf is different. The normal cave, you know, is a small niche in a mountain. A kahf is something that goes deep into the mountain. So in one part of it they were, at the entrance of that part was their dog. It looked wild, ferocious, that even if a wild animal had to reach there, it would not come at all close to their body. They looked awake, the dog looked awake. لَوِطَّلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Almighty Allah says, even by mistake if you had to reach, لَوَلَّيْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِرَارًا. Something will grab you, that air around that place. وَلَمُلِئْتَ مِنْهُمْ رُعْبًا. You would become filled with awe and fear. The person will just think that there's some jinn effect here, and he will just say, I'm not going further. For so many years, Almighty Allah protected them. The normal would have been, this was miraculous from the beginning till the ending. But the question Almighty Allah asked is, Am hasibta? Do you really think it was something amazing from our times? What was meant was, that for Allah Tabarakala, nothing is in the word what we call amazing. Nothing is beyond the power of Almighty Allah. The indication was, that there is not only one in a million that will happen, but whoever will be ready to stand up and walk towards Almighty Allah, he will find the mercy of Almighty Allah falling upon him. Almighty Allah speaks of the nature of these boys. وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا. They took one step. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described this in detail. Man makes a step towards Almighty Allah. Allah tabarakala comes many steps towards him. Man walks towards Almighty Allah. Allah runs towards him. Allah grabs him. Allah tabarakala says they stood. The era was a very difficult era. But they just made that small effort, إِذْ قَامُوا. They just stood, وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. The heart normally is very scared when man has to make an effort in this direction. Almighty Allah said, we strengthen the heart, وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Every individual who is ready to take this chance, to make one step towards Almighty Allah, he will find the gift of رَفْتِ قَلْبِ coming. Almighty Allah will strengthen his heart. When they were going to their cave, they had so much of fear. They will be leaving their families. They will be leaving the market. The question was, how now will they survive? وَإِذِ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ. One who knew that land and the caves of that land, he said to them, we will meet at the cave. As they were going, they said to each other, when you will pull away from these people, then our only salvation is to the cave. فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ. But the question is, what will we do in the cave? He said, يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ. That do not worry what will happen in the cave. Allah's mercy will surround you in the cave. وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا. Whatever you need to see to the needs of your life, Allah Tabarakala from His side will provide it. When this world found the era which we are practically living in today, it is actually an era where the cave became the center, the markaz of the hifazat of the people of Islam. The cave of this ummah is known as the masajid. It is known as the madaris. It is known as the khankas. Once upon a time, Islam was out in the world. Islam was in every market, on every road. The flag of Islam was everywhere in the world. There would be something called a Muslim country, an Islamic country. The question would be, how can you stay in a non-Muslim country? But then the world found a time that to practice Islam in a Muslim country became even more harder than practicing it in a non-Muslim country. That was the era where the only hifazat of the iman of the people was to go into the caves. As these boys entered into the caves, Allah Tabarakala made miracles happen around them. But ulama have extracted a few principles of the boys of the cave, that if a person can bring these few principles within his life, ulama have written, he will also become from the people of the caves. Principle number one, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا إِن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ إِذَا نَسِيتَ. Principle number one, during that era, the era of fitan and evil, the word Allah will not be on the tongues of people. It will be an era where things will be happening so easily that man will not even think I'll have to say inshaAllah. He will never ever think I'll have to say mashaAllah. This happened by the will of Allah. This will happen by the will of Allah. It will be happening on his fingertips. Whatever he wants, he will find immediately in front. Almighty Allah gave principle number one, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ. No matter how small the matter is, this word shay'in with a tanween, tanween of tankir, no matter how small the matter may be, do not ever say, inni fa'il, tomorrow I will get this work done, illa ayyasha Allah. You will have to say with it, that if my Allah allows, then I will say. In an era of atheism, for some it is complete atheism, but it starts where the tongue becomes atheist, where the tongue stops saying, Allah does, Allah will do. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Principle number one, no matter how small the matter will be, it always must be illa ayyasha Allah, only if Allah allows. The second principle, watlu ma uhiya ilayka min kitabi rabbik, la mubaddila li kalimati, wa lan tajida min dunihi multahada. When those boys went to the cave, the first thing they said is, Allah will help us in the cave. That was illa ayyasha Allah. They had no power of their own. The second, which ulama have written one meaning of ar-raqim, was they took with them what they had written from the teachings of the Nabi of that era. The deen that had reached them, that was written on a slate, that was that raqim that they had taken. وَتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ. During the era where man will have to find protection of his iman in a cave, his greatest protection will be the book of Almighty Allah. And not just the book, the Quran, respecting the Quran by kissing the Quran, but watlu ma uhiya, tilawat of the Quran. From the beginning of Quran, slowly, slowly, one is wazayif, making reading certain surahs of Quran, which has a lot of barakat. One is studying the tafsirs of Quran, pondering over the meaning of Quran, which got a lot of barakat. And one is tilawat of the Quran, the movement of the lips in the Arabic language, knowing the meaning or not knowing the meaning. The greatest barakat of Quran is in tilawat of Quran. وَتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ. No one will ever be able to change this Quran, to turn the meaning of this Quran, to change one fatha or dhamma of this Quran. وَلَنْ تَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا. And besides this Quran, you will not find any other place to go for your refuge, your salvation. Principle number two. First one was the word Allah on the tongue. Second is tilawat on the tongue. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْخَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. Principle number three. As those boys went to the cave, they went in a jama'at. In such an era, man alone will not survive. Everyone will need the nur of iman of somebody else. Almighty Allah says, hold yourself in the company of those people who continuously remember Almighty Allah, call out to Allah in the morning, in the evening, intending nothing but the mercy of Almighty Allah. It is called suhbatu salihin, keeping the company of the pious. Principle number four, وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا. That person whose heart we have turned away from our remembrance, do not make him your idol. Do not make him the one you worship. Do not make him the one you run behind. وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَى. The one who runs behind his own desires. وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. Every matter of his is extreme. What we today call stars. It could be a soccer star, a movie star, a pop star. Allah Ta'ala says, look at who you will be following. And the fifth principle is, وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Say, the truth has come from my Allah. Meaning, do not be shy of your Islam. Do not feel inferior in front of the people of kufr. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Some will believe, some will not believe. But the person of iman should not feel shy. A man who will live with these five qualities, may Allah Ta'ala bring it in all of us. One is the tongue always has insha'Allah, masha'Allah, la quwwata illa billah. Number two, tilawat is always the beginning and the end of the man's day. Number three, he always searches for the company of the pious. Number four, He does not allow his heart to run behind the people of kufr and fisk. And number five, he is not shy of his Islam. Rather, he is proud of his Islam. He is a da'i, he invites. He is not a mad'u being invited. The person who will have these five qualities, he will become from the people of the cave. As Almighty Allah protected those boys in such a miraculous manner, this person, no matter how terrible the fitna of the time will be, he will also be protected. May Almighty Allah make us all from the people of the cave.